So you ask a question of a question that was already, asked of you, and maybe you stumbled on it. Like, hey, what's your experience with PySpark? Hey, a minute ago you asked me about PySpark. I want to elaborate on that a little bit more. And you kind of, rephrase the question back to them to let you know, hey, I do know this discipline. I'm gonna ask this question and let you know, see how you answer it. So.
Are you ready to transform your technology game? If you're a tech expert, a top talent recruiter, or a go-getter, this podcast has something for you. Welcome to the Innova Solutions podcast series, where your curiosity will soar.
Hey, hello, everyone. My name is Grant Hutchins with Innova Solutions. I have with me today Dan Benavinga, one of my senior technical recruiters, and we're going to discuss mastering the interview. Dan, you've been doing this for what, about 15 plus years? Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I've been doing this a while. I've been doing this since for about a decade or so. I focus a lot on software engineers. I've done a bunch of different industry verticals. Telecom, healthcare, and currently banking and financial services, a bunch of different tech stacks, Java, .NET, Python, UI, data engineers of all sorts. And last time I checked, I have over 700 candidates placed. So that's a lot of interview prep.
There's a lot of interview preps.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics because, especially in a market like today, interview preparation matters.
When you're prepping a candidate for an interview, is it different from a software engineer to say like a network lane WAN type of person? Do you take a different approach?
I think so. Yeah. So with software engineers, the difference between them, especially what's going on right now, is that they have to also account for a technical portion that, maybe necessarily like a product manager or business analyst doesn't have to do. And technical portions can vary. That's a whole other like separate topic where they can be whiteboarding, online coding tests, verbal technical questions, deep diving into resumes and stuff like that. So at least for me, I take a different approach when it's a software engineer versus something else.
Okay, so let's dive in. What are some key things a candidate should research about the company and the positions, but before the interview?
Sure. So I'd break it down into two parts, right? So the first part, I would say researching for yourself as a candidate to put yourself in the best position to get the job. So the first thing I would note is looking at the interviewer's LinkedIns. Most people just look at it just to look at it, but there's like one thing I would really try to take note as a job seeker. So as we all know, there's job descriptions that have sometimes, listed everything in the kitchen sink, right? Where there's a million different technologies. It sometimes looks like the job is really for five people, not just one person. And you don't really know, unless your recruiter tells you, but most people don't have that privilege, of what's actually required. So one thing that we do is we'll go on anyone who's on the counter invite from the client side. We'll go on their LinkedIn profiles and look at what, if they have any skills listed. Because if they have those skills listed, whatever's listed on their profile versus its job description, chances are those are going to be the ones that's actually required, that's used every day, and that they'll focus on. Right. So, for example, if there's a million things listed on the job description, but on the LinkedIn profile, the tech lead has Java, Spring Boot, microservices, AWS, we'll just say, all right, focus on these things. So that's the first one. From the second one would be going on the company's website and looking at their recent news and events. So most people will just do like a quick Google search. What is X client known for? And that's it. But if you just take it a little bit step further and look at recent news and events, it'll show like what that company's emphasizing, what their initiatives are. For example, one of our main clients had an earnings report last quarter, and they emphasized, although they're financial services, they're really investing into tech this year, which, that's a great thing to bring up as a candidate, that you're saying, hey, I'm looking into your earnings reports. How many other candidates can say that? And two, I want to work with you guys because you're investing in tech. It's as simple as that.
Hey, you mentioned something about LinkedIn, looking at the LinkedIn profiles of the person, people interviewing you. At this point, would you ask them to connect with you LinkedIn? Do you think that would be a little bit obtuse or too forthcoming? Should that be something that's done on the after interview? What are your thoughts there?
I would wait for afterwards because you don't know if someone thinks that's a little bit too much or not, right? especially in today's day and age. So I would do it after, assuming you have a good feeling about how everything went, and you know, you can do a connection afterwards.
Okay, cool. So tell me why it's important to develop a list of like interview questions, and how should you prepare those answers beforehand?
So I would say, I would give you an example on why this is important. So if we can go back into like grade school, there was always like that teacher's pet. And why did that teacher favor this one kid or what, you know, this one student? Is because they were always asking questions. So asking questions to them is, you know, you're showing interest, right? You're really into that lesson. It's kind of like the same concept when it comes to interviews, right? Even when you're holding a meeting yourself, Grant, that's, you know, you give all the information to your direct reports. It's always crickets, but then the one person who stands out is the one who asks a couple questions. Same thing with an interview. So it's just a good way just to stand out versus everyone else. And on top of that, too, as a candidate, if you're, you know, most candidates these days, even in this type of market, they're juggling at least two or three other offers. It gives you just the information you need to make sure this is the right fit for you, let alone the right fit for the company, you know? So I think it's very imperative that everyone has a list of questions to ask.
And to piggyback off of that, you know, say you ask a question of a question that was already, you know, asked of you, and maybe you stumbled on it. Like, hey, you know, what's your experience with PySpark? Hey, a minute ago, you asked me about PySpark. I want to elaborate on that a little bit more. And you kind of, you know, rephrase the question back to them to let you know, hey, I do know this discipline. I'm going to ask this question and let you know, see how you answer it. So
exactly. Spot on.
So how should a candidate prepare differently for like a behavioral interview versus like a technical interview?
Okay. So for a technical interview, the first thing I would ask for, or if I'm a candidate, definitely ask your recruiter if they have any advice, any previous placements there, any things they can do, insider information they could do so you could help prepare, right? Because an interview at company A might be different than company B. So the first thing people need to be aware of is that they're going to be completely different. For technical interviews, it's going to be one of two things. You're either going to do some sort of hard coding, which will be on an online assessment or some sort of whiteboarding. For that, I have them practice on something called LeetCode, LeetCode. It's free to use for anybody, and you're just going to have to hardcore practice that all day, because the hard part about being a software engineer is that a lot of these guys haven't looked for a job in 3, 4, or 5 years. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, interviewing for the job is completely different than actually doing it. So some of these coding tests, they'll have them do like entry-level algorithms, data structures that they haven't touched in 10 years. You know what I mean? So they're actually a good candidate, but they just didn't prepare the right way. So knowing your client and how the interview is important and putting them on that guided path on how to prepare for a technical interview is great. They're also going to need to know every single technology listed on their resume. We've had clients where, for example, it's a backend Java developer, but someone might list like Vue.js on their resume. Even though the role doesn't require it, since they listed it, they'll ask them about that, but they don't really have that much experience. They're doing that just to make sure it's like, all right, well, if you list this on your resume and you don't have experience with it that much, what else are you potentially like overselling yourself with?
Absolutely. I've heard them do that as well too. That's a great technique to make sure that, you know, you have knowledge of everything that is written on your resume.
Exactly. So that's mostly for the technical portion. Now for the behavioral, what I've started doing the past year or so is having them use ChatGPT or any other type of AI tool that you know, that they're comfortable with. So what you can do, it's pretty cool. You take a job description, upload it to ChatGPT, and then you use a prompt like, hey, give me 10 questions that a hiring manager would ask me based off this job description, right? Obviously, it's not exact, but it kind of puts you on the right path. And then you have a list of questions you can use, and you can prepare some answers and record yourself or practice in front of a mirror and kind of get that muscle memory going. And you can kind of take it a step further. Give me 10 more questions based off of this. Give me 10 more questions based off of that. And you keep practicing and practicing and practicing. So those are the two ways I'd recommend.
And that's a great idea. Yeah, mental note on the ChatGPT, you know, allow them to help you prepare for the interview. That's great. Take it one more step further. So would you prepare differently or prep your candidate differently for a video interview or a phone interview versus an in-person interview? Any tips on, maybe let's start with the video interview. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. So one of the easiest ways for a candidate that can shoot themselves in the foot is internet connection, mute buttons and notifications, right? You know, there's a lot of most clients out there are lax if there's, you know, an internet disruption. But think about it. If you're going to be working from home 2 or 3 days a week, they're going to need to be able to trust that you actually have capable infrastructure at your house. So you have to check everything prior. And there's been times where we've had candidates get them eliminated because they don't check their systems until a few minutes before, nothing's working. 10 minutes later, the manager's like, all right, I'm out. The other thing too, for both video interviews and in person, is just, you know, look presentable. Well, you don't need to be in a suit and tie these days, I don't think, but, you know, ask your recruiter, how should you dress, right? There's a difference between like a creative team, of course, that might be more casual, but still maybe like a polo shirt, a button up or something like that is probably the right move too, because first impressions are everything right now.
Agreed. Yeah, that culture has changed a little bit. You know, suit and tie is maybe a little bit frowned upon in some environments. So maybe doing a little bit of research, or, you know, asking your recruiter to make sure, like, hey, am I overdressing? Am I underdressing? You know, what's too much? So that's exactly. Great advice. Any other thoughts on or advice you would give somebody who's going into an interview? Say it's their second or third interview. They think they've done well on the first two, and they're going in for kind of the final checks and balances. Any other things that they can prepare for or ask in that interview to kind of get that job?
The one thing that I would recommend is definitely practicing. So that I kind of touched upon earlier. So a lot of the candidates that were placing software engineers, they're naturally introverts, right? A lot of these guys, they can do the job, but they, you know, they may not have the soft skills, or at least to kind of portray that they can do the job. That's something that we've been dealing with my whole career. I can't emphasize enough, practicing makes perfect. It's muscle memory. It's getting the repetitions in. So whether that's one thing I like to do, if you're not comfortable doing it with a friend or family member, is have them record themselves, right? Because when you're talking to someone, you know, you think you sound one way, you think you sound like James Bond, right? But you record yourself answering these questions, you look at the videotape, and it's like, oh my God, I do not sound like James Bond. I got to work on this, right? Because delivery matters too. And you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. And by the time you get to the actual interview with the manager, it's like all the butterflies are gone, you know? And if you, even a better way to do it is if you have someone do like a mock interview with you, even a friend or family member, take those questions from ChatGPT that I mentioned earlier and have them do that. Because like I mentioned earlier, most people haven't interviewed in quite some time, and the first interview, they're always going to mess up. So at least this kind of gets like a mock interview, gets that out of the way and gets you that much closer to a better interview performance.
How about like closing questions? You know, for example, I always used to tell my candidates, hey, when you have that dead silence at the end, you know, time's running out, you know, follow up with a follow up question like, hey, is there anything else about my background that I could elaborate on that maybe I wasn't clear on? Or, you know, what are the next steps? Any other closing questions that you would suggest these candidates use as you feel things wrapping up?
So that's one question that I always have everyone ask. So that was going to be my answer. because right now, that the reason why that's such a good question is we're like in the first tech recession for the job market in what, over a decade, right? The last one was 2008, 2009, before I was in the business. So candidates are going up against the highest level of competition and the most competition than they're used to, unless they've entered in the market in 2008. So by asking that question, like, you could be a good candidate, but there just might be someone better. And when you ask a question like that, hey, is there anything I can elaborate on, any doubts you might have that I can clear up? You're giving yourself the best possible chance to eliminate any doubts that they have versus letting them just assume, you know, okay, this guy can't do that, this guy can't do that, or I have this red flag about him. It lets you clear any doubts. So that's the one question I would always recommend.
Yeah, and it also, you know, showcases some interpersonal skills, right? A lot of our, you know, developers and head down coders are maybe a little on the introvert side, don't communicate as well as others. So, you know, asking a question and, you know, kind of following up in a intellectual manner kind of goes a long way for a lot of managers.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Dan, hey, we're about out of time for the day. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about mastering the interview. Anything else before we sign off?
That's it for me. So the only other things I would say is, make sure you're putting in the prep work. You're going up against a million other candidates. This is the biggest candidate market or employers market we've had in over a decade. You got to practice. If you don't practice, you're preparing yourself to fail. So put in the work, if you really want that job, interview and prepare like you really want it.
Love it. And then, you know, piggyback it off one more time, you know, using ChatGPT as an interview prep source, I think is an excellent idea. Everybody should put that in their regimen. So again, Dan, thanks for your time. Stay tuned for future podcasts with Innova Solutions. My name is Grant Hutchins. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for tuning in. Keep exploring the ever-evolving world of technology and unleash the potential of your talent. For more insights and strategies, click the subscribe button or visit us online at www.innovasolutions.com/podcasts. Don't forget to like, share, and comment. Goodbye. Until next time.